This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
So, the presidential election was decided based on citizens' commitment to moral values. Well, that bodes well for the future of our radio show.
But this show is about ethics. The voters who chose George Bush over John Kerry were talking about something different. Apparently, they were against abortion, against the legal recognition of gay couples, and against stem cell research. That's what they meant by moral values.
So what do we call people who voted the other way because they believe in a woman's right to choose and civil rights for all people regardless of sexual orientation, and they believe in keeping America competitive with scientists all over the world who are using stem cell research to combat serious disease? Do we call them immoral or unethical? I don't think so. How we label people is an important ethical consideration. This election wasn't a triumph of voters who believe in moral values over voters who don't believe in moral values. Moral values was simply a choice made by some citizens responding to a multiple-choice exit poll question. The moral values response was a catch-all choice, unlike taxes or education or the war on Iraq. Who isn't in favor of moral values?
Justice and liberty and nonviolence are in the moral values hit parade, along with the rights of embryos and preserving the traditional family structure. Moral values are in play on both sides of these issues because each side believes that they are, indeed, endorsing right actions and opposing wrong ones. However, it is unethical for the pollsters and news media to say that the election was decided on moral values when it's not clear which values were in the minds of the citizens being questioned.
What do you value? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org. We're Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.